Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeLahaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive to right field. Brandt throws towards the plate. Brown fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Whitfield scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. Two outs. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. De La Haas fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. De La Haas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Grant moves to second. 1 out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grant moves to third. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. SQ hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0 for 1 in the game. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberts moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberts moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. De La Haz fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on De La Haz. Roberts scores. Aparicio scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Delaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Brandt moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Brandt moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-3, Orioles. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Delaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Wes Stock now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luplow bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball. 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Mike Delahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahas is 0 for 2 in the game. Delahas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew fires to first and picks off Smith. One out. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Tito Francona pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona now playing left field. Al Luplow now playing right field. Jerry Walker now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Mike De La Haas. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Smith fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Smith. Luplow goes all the way around to score. Kirkland moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5 Orioles. Dick Hall now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing second base. Gary Bell now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves moves to third. Tony Martinez pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Stu Miller now pitching. John Romano pinch hits for Larry Brown. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.